Greetings, I'm Brad Thomas, and this is Christ's Resurrection of Life Body. Welcome. I'm going to be sharing from what is listed as being the seventh chapter of the book of Daniel. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. And again, the beginning of what is listed as chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, the son of Nebuchadrezzar, this exceedingly unworthy king, but that is hardly out of the ordinary when it comes to kings. In his first year, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he, Daniel, wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the 4 winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. There are 4 winds in the heaven created by God. From the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Now, you might say, well, wait a minute, you know, it's a northeastern wind, it's a southwestern wind. But these are the 4 winds of the heaven. And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from the other, or one from another. 4 beasts, like in Daniel's interpretation of the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had, which was described in what is listed as being the 2nd chapter. So too here, 4 great beasts. Different descriptions, to be sure. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. I cannot say with certainty what this is concerning, what the correct interpretation would be. However, Nebuchadnezzar experienced a salvation conversion as it is described in the book of Daniel. And I can't help but think that this is with reference to that change in him. He had been a king that was a beast of a king. Absolutely ruthless and a terror. A terrible destroyer. And who had himself worshipped and so forth. And yet, God, for some reason, beyond my imagination, worked with him and transformed him. And so I believe this is with reference to that. This first beast, which clearly is depicting his kingdom, as it did in the dream that he had but could not remember, where he was the head of gold of this image. The first kingdom was the golden kingdom, and it was the kingdom of the Babylonians, the Chaldaic Empire. So I believe this is making reference to that change in King Nebuchadnezzar. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said, thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. And this is the second kingdom described in what is listed as the second chapter as the silver kingdom. The images, silver breasts and arms. The kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. Darius being the first king of this stage of that kingdom, which overthrew, which supplanted the kingdom of the Babylonians, the Chaldaic Empire. And which would in fact be taking over shortly after this dream that Daniel received, for it was during the reign, early on in the reign, of this son of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar. Arise and devour much flesh. It was a kingdom which would continue for the reigns of several kings and would devour other nations, would add lands, nations to this empire, to this kingdom, as it looked to the west, to the north, and to the south, and expanded the empire that it received when Darius overthrew the kingdom of the Babylonians. After this I beheld, and lo, another beast, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. here we have the third kingdom, the kingdom of brass, the brazen belly and thighs described earlier. This kingdom, which began in Macedonia, the kingdom of the Grecians, who overthrew the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, the kingdom of the Grecians under Alexander the Great, who seized the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians by destroying the kings of Persia and taking the kingdom. And he sought to expand it, expanded into Egypt, expanded to India. Some of the expansion was simply solidifying the kingdom, consolidating the kingdom, rather than actually extending the borders, but enforcing the power of the new regime on the previous kingdom, the previous empire. But some of it was expansion for sure. And this beast, it had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl and had four heads. Now, it was referred to elsewhere that it's coming, actually, that after the fall of Alexander the Great, that four should rise, that it should be divided towards the four winds of heaven. And I believe that at least one of these foursomes, either the four wings or the four heads, are referring to that, and possibly both of these foursomes are referring to that. But that does not take us into the Roman Empire. That only takes us through the Grecian Empire, which then morphs into the Roman Empire, succumbs to the Roman Empire. And dominion was given to it. Great power, great dominion. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. Now this kingdom, we fast forward into the future. We go from the Grecian Empire, which becomes the Roman Empire and is further greatly expanded into Europe and into Britain and so forth, and throughout Europe, not just Italy, France, Germany, Britain, and so forth, but now we fast forward to a kingdom which is yet to be, but is very, very near at hand. So we're talking about an expanse of time here, again, going from the Grecian Empire, which then becomes the Roman Empire, but so a couple millennia pass, during which there is, of course, the Roman Empire and all of its emperors and the offshoots of the Roman Empire and the so-called Holy Roman Empire. And we come finally, some would say fatefully, finally, and very soon, to the final empire preceding the return of the Lord. And it was diverse, different from all the beasts that were before it, from all the empires that were before it, from all the kingdoms that preceded it. And it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Now, in the book of Revelation, we've been told that these 10 horns are 10 kings. 10 kings who have no kingdom, but receive their kingdoms in 1 hour with the beast. 10 kings who have yet to rise, have yet to appear on the world's stage, but are very, very near to enjoying their 15 minutes of fame, if you will. But then there is this other horn, this little horn, more stout than the others, before whom 3 horns, 3 of the first 10 horns, were plucked up by the roots. And then it also states, before whom 3 fell. And in this horn, this 8th horn now, with the subduing or subjection, subjugation, elimination of 3 of the 10 horns, we're now down to 7, and this is the 8th. What is strange is that in the book of Revelation, it states that these 10 kings, they give their power to the beast. They all fall in line with the beast. So why 3 should be eliminated or subdued or subjugated or whatever, that to me is surprising. But this horn has eyes like the eyes of man and a mouth speaking great things. All of the horns are kings, but this one is special, is diverse from the others. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. As I've said before with regard to white as snow, I can't help but think that that is referring to snow with the sun glistening off of it, blindingly white, but perhaps not. And the hair of his head like the pure wool, white wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. And I confess absolute ignorance of this concerning the wheels. All I can think of is akin to a chariot. So we could have a very mobile kind of a throne here, a mobile throne, a chariot throne. But his throne was like the fiery flame, which makes me think of the lake of fire and brimstone. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000,000s, millions ministered unto him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. 100 million plus stood before him, and the judgment was set, and the books were opened. when it says thousands, millions ministered unto him, it reminds me of where it refers to Jesus, that his kingdom shall not only be without end, but the wording that is used regarding the expansiveness of the government. Normally, when I hear of large government on this earth, I'm thinking of hopelessly inefficient bureaucracy. That shall not be the case in the kingdom of God, to put it mildly. The judgment was set and the books were opened, such as the book of life. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, greatly evil words, I am sure. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Again, the lake of fire and brimstone, into which the beast and the false prophet, which is also a beast, are cast, while Satan, the dragon, that old serpent, is chained and locked and cast, padlocked and cast into the bottomless pit and sealed up for 1,000 years. But the beast is cast into the lake of fire, given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, the rest of the kings, the rest of the kingdoms, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I don't understand why, but they were. So their kingdoms were taken from them, but their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. Daniel did not figure this out. Again, we have various evangelists and ministers and theologians and pastors and what have you that would have us believe they have it all figured out. And some of them claim it's even easy. Well, Daniel, who had the greatest of wisdom, he did not figure it out. But instead, he was instructed, he was told the interpretation of these things. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. Four kingdoms, four kings. What about all those other kingdoms? What about the Vikings? TV is full of the Vikings and the movies and so forth. The great Viking kingdoms, all that excitement on cable TV series and so forth. Well, it's completely left out here, you know. Here we are focused on, confined to, if you will, these four kingdoms and no others except for the kingdom of God. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns, which were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. Prevailed against the saints of God. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse, different from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse, different from the first 10, and he shall subdue 3 kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, against the Most High God, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Wear out the saints, overcome the saints, destroy the saints, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Satan is always seeking to imitate God. And God, as it has been stated previously here, God Almighty changes the times and the seasons. And so Satan seeks to change the times and the laws. And for some reason, God gives them into his hand for a time, until a time and times and the dividing of time. A time and times and the dividing of time is used time and again in Revelation and here, and it is likened to 3.5 years, 42 months. A year and years and half a year. But these times, they are flexible. When we are told days, they can be years. We are told minutes, they can be hours, they can be days, and so on and so forth. So, but in the previous and the yet-to-come scriptures in Revelation, when it mentions time and times and the dividing of time, there is also mention of 3.5 years referred to one way or another. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him, shall serve and obey the Most High God. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me but I kept the matter in my heart. His appearance was changed by this. He was so deeply affected by this. This matter of the time and times and the dividing of time, the 3.5 years, there is mention made with regard to the woman in the what is listed as being the 12th chapter in Revelation. The woman whom Satan, the dragon, seeks to destroy after he has attempted to devour her child who is caught up unto God. There's also mention made of this, the time and times and dividing of time, or the 3.5 years or 42 months in what is listed as being the 11th chapter and the two witnesses, the two anointed of the Lord, and their time in the holy city, Jerusalem, witnessing, prophesying before the whole world and demonstrating judgments of God upon the world. But these kings and these kingdoms, the first three, they are traditional kings and traditional kingdoms, mighty kingdoms, powerful kingdoms, bloody kingdoms. They carve out great empire. They tread down multitudes of soldiers and civilians. Tread down multitudes of women and children, of women with child. These are, you could say, great kingdoms, but they're also terrible kingdoms. The Babylonian Chaldaic Empire and followed by, supplanted by the Medes and the Persians, and then the Grecians take their place and the Grecian Empire becomes the Roman Empire and again continues to expand and to rule brutally. One of the truisms, one of the mottos or motifs or what have you of the Roman Empire was that this idea that mercy, kindness, gentleness, love, charity, that these were evidence of weakness. And for the Romans, it was like blood in the water for sharks, or like fear that a dog senses on someone afraid of a dog, depending on the dog, how it responds to this. But with the Romans, they unleashed their fury at these whom they deemed weak. And they deemed that they were weak based on their kindness, their goodness, their mercy, their love. Enter the Christians. But then we have this final kingdom. And for it to stand out in stark relief against these other kingdoms as being different from, categorically different, categorically diverse and different from these other kingdoms, which were brutal, brutal regimes, for this last brutal regime to stand out as being so different, categorically different from these others. Imagine the brutality, the viciousness, the ruthlessness, the sadisticness, the satanic cruelty of this final kingdom. Nero Caesar, as vicious and sadistic and perversely monstrous as they come. Caligula, the same. Exceedingly wicked, exceedingly perversely, profanely sadistic and monstrous, these Caesars. And yet, this final kingdom is unlike any that there's ever been, including Hitler's Nazi regime, including Stalin's Soviet Union, including Mao's bloody red communist Chinese regime, including the family business communist regime of the Kims in North Korea, including the Phnom Penh monstrosity, Cambodia, the horrendous slaughtering regime there, the Khmer Rouge of Pol Pot, who slaughtered more than half of the population of Cambodia, and a very great many of them children. And the list goes on. The Assyrians were notorious for one thing that they did, which some other regimes did as well, ripping up women with child to expand their borders. And yet this final regime, it doesn't put the others to shame, rather the contrary, but it makes all of the others appear mild by comparison. It makes the most ruthless, brutal, monstrous regimes that have ever been on this earth pale by comparison. And whereas other regimes have failed, this regime will enslave the entirety of the world, including the late great United States of America. In point of fact, the last nation standing shall be none other than tiny, secularized, socialist, bordering on communist, Israel, with a very significant minority population of Muslim Arabs. How on earth is it possible that tiny, tiny Israel, not only with enemies without, all around it, but within it, that it shall stand to the last, that it shall be the last nation standing? How is that possible? It shall fall. Make no mistake of it. It will fall. Israel shall fall, but it will be the last nation to fall. Not the United States of America. Amazingly enough, not, you know, vaunted sole world superpower United States of America, but tiny Israel, compromised, perverted Israel, whose government has gone right along with the corruptions and perversions of the world. But amazingly enough, God shall intervene on Israel's behalf and enable it to be the last free nation. The last nation for this monstrous, worldwide, satanic regime to overthrow. Shouldn't be possible, humanly speaking. It just shouldn't be. But it shall be. I know that because God's word says so. But this beast, you could say, this last king, but referred to as beast, but this horn, you could refer to as the 11th horn, or again, you could refer to as the 8th, because he subdues 3 of the 10, takes their place, and so in essence is the 8th. He is referred to in coming portions of Scripture here from the book of Daniel. But you'll notice, even though the Antichrist is referred to in other portions of Scripture, interestingly enough, you don't really come across mention, explicit mention of the Antichrist in the book of Daniel, nor really in the book of Revelation. It's not that the Antichrist isn't referred to, but he is not referred to as the Antichrist. And therein lies the difference. This horn that shall subdue these others is a beast, but he is not Satan. He is cast into the lake of fire along with the false prophet, who also is a beast. He's a man, or at least a semblance of a man. Again, going back to the description of this kingdom, it says that they mingled themselves with the seed of men. So we have a supernatural reality here that is beyond our experience, our understanding. But this last kingdom, one evidence of it shall be the rise, one necessary step that has to take place and will be visible for we the people, wherever we be on this planet Earth, will be the rise of 10 kings who are not currently kings that shall rise up. And they shall give their power, their kingdom, to the beast. And then there shall be this other one, this other leader. Call him a king, a beast, whatever you will, a worldwide leader who shall subdue, or some such thing, 3 of the kings and take their kingdoms, take their territory. And he shall rule and reign over this last kingdom, this most evil kingdom that there has ever been. But more on that in the subsequent portions of Scripture from the book of Daniel. Heavenly Father, holy God, open our eyes that we may see. Give understanding and wisdom to us. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Cause us to understand thy word as thou causest Daniel to understand the things that thou showed him. Grant that we may serve thee faithfully and truly. Have thy way, Lord God. Have thine own way. All glory, all praise, all thanksgiving, all worship be thine only now and ever. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly and account us worthy to stand before thee at thy coming in Christ Jesus' name, who lives, who reigns, and who's coming sooner than we think. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.